Well, it's great to see everyone here tonight, and it's great to see some younger people as well. As we go through the talk from the Bible tonight, I'm going to be talking about three things starting with S. I'm going to be talking about sin and snakes and safety. So, boys and girls, and Brinley and Kalila and Jonathan especially, I want you to be listening especially to see when I talk about sin and when I talk about snakes and when I talk about being safe. Will you do that? And you can come up to me later and tell me when I was talking about those things. Well, as we heard before, next month we're going to be doing Bible talks, or starting a whole series of Bible talks, from the account of Jesus' life that his follower John has written down for us, the book of John in the Bible. And it's going to be, the theme is finding what?
Find life.
Find life. Find life. I thought tonight we might helpfully look at one of the most famous verses in the Bible. If I asked you, what's the most famous verse in the Bible? You'd probably tell me this one behind me. Somebody's got Photoshop and sort of done this squishy heart kind of change to the globe of the earth, and they probably lived in America, so they've got the Americas there. But they've tried to illustrate the idea of God's most amazing love for sinners all over the world, all throughout humankind. And it's there in the Bible. It's the 16th verse of the third chapter of John, John 3:16. And we read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, has everyone here heard that verse before? Is there anyone who hasn't heard that verse before? I'm sure we've all heard it, and it's a very famous verse. We see it often up on billboards. It's quite well known throughout the world. I thought we could look at the background to this verse. Since we're doing Bible talks, let's look at the Bible. Here it is, verse 16 in John chapter 3. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, if you ask people generally to tell you what that verse is, there's usually an extra word at the beginning. For God so loved the world. And that is the whole verse. But we often think, what's that for, therefore? And usually if we start something with for, you know, why are you going to the shop? I'm going to the shop for I need, or because I need some milk, or whatever. It's usually, we usually say it because we're explaining something that's gone before. So what does go before? Okay, Jesus is talking to a man who came asking him some questions about spiritual truth, and he tells this man Nicodemus, he says, no one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man, he was talking about himself, who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Then he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And then he repeats that phrase, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I think if we look, yeah. See, that phrase is repeated. So Jesus is kind of explaining, when he's talking about God so loving the world and giving his Son, something about a thing that happened many, many years ago, thousands of years ago, in the time when God's people were moving through the desert to the Promised Land. We've been hearing a fair bit about that when we've been hearing about the Ten Commandments. Remember, on Mount Sinai, God gave them the commandments. We heard last week again about that. So let's look a bit at what the Bible tells us about this occasion when Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness. Now, I want you to keep this in mind, this snake in mind. It's a sort of a reddish-coloured snake. It's a really, really venomous, poisonous kind of a snake. Let's read something that the Bible tells us about when these kinds of snakes became a real problem. Thanks. We find it in the Bible book of Numbers. It's the third book. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the third book in the Bible. It's in chapter 21, and it's telling us about when God's people were moving towards the land he'd promised to give them. So they journeyed from Mount Hor, by the way of the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? So there's no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread." So the Lord sent fiery serpents, red snakes coloured like fire, which had bites that burned like fire, among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who's bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So we just leave that there for the moment. Oh, okay, we can have a look at... You saw how poisonous the bite of those snakes is. Those poison dripping out of the fangs, those sharp teeth that the snakes have. I said I was going to talk about sin and snakes and safety. What is sin? We see a really good picture of sin here as the Bible records it, what the people were doing. God had rescued them out of a country that they were, where they were slaves. They had to work really hard. They had a really terrible time. They were badly treated, but he rescued them. He brought them out. He was giving them miraculous food to eat each day. He'd given them a leader to bring them into the country he'd promised to give them. But they were whinging, and they were complaining, and they were even angry at God, and they were saying, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? We're just going to die here out in the desert. There's no food and water." They were actually lying. God had given them water. He'd given them food. He gave them miraculous food every day. And it even got to the point where they said, "Our soul loathes. We hate this stuff that you're giving us to eat," even though God every day was working a miracle to feed them. That's what sin is. If you think about your own thoughts, your own actions in the last day, the last week, throughout your life, over and over again, don't we do this? God's at work in our lives. He's made us. He's given us the very life we have. He gives us the food we eat every day. He gives us the measure of health that we have. All of the things in this life that we've got to enjoy. And what do? To God we whinge, we complain, we say, "God, I don't like what you've given me. I want what that person's got. God, I don't want to live my life the way you tell me I should. I want to do it the way my friends are doing it. God, I resent the fact that you think you've got the right to tell me the way to live my life." We complain against God. What's God's reaction to sin? What's God's judgment about sin? Sin deserves death. He said to Adam and Eve, the very first man and woman, the man and woman that we're all descended from, he said to them, "The day that you disobey me by eating the fruit I told you not to, you will die." And that's what the people did. That poison in the fangs of the serpent is a picture of the death that every one of us deserves for disobeying God. So God sent we go back to the verse, the portion. Thanks, Michael. God sent in verse 6 fiery serpents, those red coloured snakes, among the people. They didn't know where it would strike. They'd just go out of their tent, maybe go to get water, go to look after their animals, and behind a bush in the grass, there'd be a snake and it would suddenly strike at them. It would bite and they would experience terrible pain. Probably the bite itself felt like their leg or their arm, wherever they were bitten, was on fire. They had pain throughout their body. And it was so serious that many of the people died. It's a picture to us of the effects of sin. And the people realised that that was the trouble, that they'd sinned. Sin is rebelling against God. It's shaking our fists at God, saying, God, I don't want you in my life. I want to live my life my way. I don't want to acknowledge that you made me, that you look after me. You've got the right to judge me. I want to live life my way. So when the people realised that they had sinned and that sin has really serious consequences, they came and told their leader, Moses. They said, we've sinned. We've broken God's law. We've rebelled against him. And we're suffering terrible results or effects of that. Pray to God, please, Moses, that he takes these snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and God answered him, and he gave Moses another miraculous way that people could be made safe from the snakes that had come as a result of their sin. God said to Moses, make a snake out of bronze or brass, the same colour as the real snakes. Can anyone tell me what's the difference between a snake made out of bronze and a snake, if you could change, thanks, Michael, a snake like that? Brinley. Doesn't have a brain, that's right, but even more importantly, it doesn't have poison, that's right. If a brass snake bit you, it wouldn't be like one of these snakes biting you, would it? Exactly. So if we go back to the first, backwards, thanks. So when Moses made this snake made out of brass, it looked like the real snakes, but it didn't have poison. He put it on a pole and held it up high so that people all around where God's people, where his people were living, could look towards that snake. If they were bitten, if they were out looking after their animals and suddenly a snake came out and bit them, they could look around and say, where is that brass snake that Moses made and put up on the pole? There it is. I'll look at that because Moses has promised me that God told him that everyone who's bitten, if he looks at it, he'll be safe. He will live instead of dying. He won't have the pain of that bite. He will be miraculously preserved. And that's just what Moses did. He made a bronze serpent, he put it up on a pole, and it actually happened that if a snake bit anyone and they looked at the bronze serpent, they lived. So we've been talking about sin. That's shaking our fist at God or telling God we don't want him in our life. We want to live life our way. We talked about snakes, and God sent the snakes to bring death among the people because sin results in death. And we've talked about safety. That's what God gives. God gives us a way to be safe, miraculously, when we trust him to rescue us when we're suffering the results of our sin. And that actually happened back in the days of Moses. So we can remind ourselves again of the poisonous effects of sin. and remind ourselves of what the snakes looked like, how fearful and deadly they were. So let's bring ourselves back to that evening in a dark in a room where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, the man who came to ask him questions about spiritual things. Jesus reminds him of that time back in the days of Moses. He says, Nicodemus, remember when Moses lifted up that bronze serpent on the pole and people who were bitten could look at it and they'd be safe? Remember that? That's a picture that God has given way back then of what's going to happen to me. Thanks, Michael. Jesus said, just like Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus is saying there's a comparison. There's a very similar picture, just as, even so. What happened with Moses is just like what's happening in the time of Jesus. And of course, the serpent was lifted up on a pole. Jesus, first of all, was lifted up on the cross. He was killed as a sacrifice. He, the Bible says, he became sin for us. The snake was a picture to the people of their sin, of the punishment that God had sent on their sin. But it didn't have any poison in it at all. Jesus, on the cross, took upon himself the sin of all of his people. He didn't have any sin himself, but that's what he took on himself. And you know, I think what Jesus is saying is, God so loved his people in the desert that he gave a serpent, he gave a bronze snake, so that whoever looked at that snake in faith, trusting that it was God's way of rescue, of being safe, wouldn't die from the snake bite, but would live. God so loved his people in the desert that he gave a snake so that whoever was bitten and looked at that snake, trusting that that was God's way of being safe, wouldn't die of the snake bite, but would live. So if we could go on. And we think of what Jesus said to Nicodemus. Remember what happened with Moses and the bronze snake. Something even more wonderful is happening in my day, says Jesus. Once God so loved his people in the desert that he gave a snake. If they had snake bite, they wouldn't die of the snake bite, but they would survive. But now something even more wonderful has come. God is showing his love not just to those people in the desert, but to sinners all over the whole world. And he hasn't just sent a brass snake, he sent his only begotten Son. He's come down from heaven so that whoever believes in him won't perish but will have everlasting life. Now, we know that all of those people in the desert, even if they had snake bite and looked to the serpent and were healed of the snake bite, eventually they died. But the life that Jesus gives is a life that goes on forever. Even after this life is finished, we sang it in that previous song. When this mortal life shall cease, I will have eternal life beyond the veil. Anyway, so John Newton draws the comparison between this mortal life, the life we have in this body which will die, and the life we have in heaven that goes on forever. And remember, the promise is, back in Moses' day, it was everyone who looks. If they look, trusting in God's way of being safe, they will be safe. Jesus' promise is, whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Whoever. So the question that I'll leave you with tonight is, have you ever looked to Jesus and believed in him? Sin is serious. It's as serious as deadly snake bite. But in Jesus, we can be safe. He is God's way of safety. He is the Saviour that God has sent. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise be to him. Now, Doug, I think you had another song that we could sing. Oh, it's there. Before the throne of God above, we have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest, whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. Great to know that Jesus, our Saviour, has gone to be at God's right hand to plead for his people. Everyone who trusts in Jesus has Jesus asking his Heavenly Father to care for them, to forgive them, to watch over them, keep them safe.